We also had a famous athlete besides Wynn Bettdorf. His name was Jerry Ford. You'll know him as President Ford. So this guy and I played on the same football field that Jerry Ford played on 30 years before.
My mother graduated from South in 1922. Jerry Ford graduated from South in 1931. And, of course, Dick and I came along a little later. And if you ever go to Marge's Donut Shop over on 28th Street, she graduated in 57. So we do get over to Marge's Donut Shop every once in a while.
Support the alumni.
The alumni.
Well, as I said, we could, I could just stay here all morning and talk with these guys, and you would be blessed if you have experience, opportunity to sit with them and to visit with them as well. Lots more can be shared, and maybe you'll want to ask them some questions when we get to our fellowship time. We do want to move into the last pieces of our service this morning. We're going to ask the ushers to come at this time. We are going to take up an offering today. It's not for Dick and Wayne's retirement fund, nor is it for me. We continue to support the work and ministry of this church, faithfulness to Christ and His kingdom work. And so when you give, if you choose to give, not obligated to do so, you give to support Banner as well, and to support our missions and our ministries there. So as the ushers are coming, I think we have a video queued up for thank offering, which is next weekend. So I want you to see this real quickly. It comes from our UB offices. And then we have a special treat for our offertory this morning. We're going to sing some great worship songs from Wayne's lifetime as a song leader. So let's watch this video, and then we'll move on.
This past summer, the world watched as 13 young boys and their soccer coach were trapped in a cave in Chiang Rai, Thailand. Following their harrowing rescue, 12 of the boys and their coach entered a Buddhist monastery for 9 days, the same number of days they remained underground, to express their gratitude and gain merit for the Navy SEAL who had lost his life attempting to rescue them. However, one boy did not go to the monastery. Instead, he celebrated with his local church, giving praise to God for their rescue. It was 1 out of 13. 1 in 13 may seem remarkably low, but in fact, the ratio of Christians to Buddhists in Thailand is 1 in 100. That's less than the percentage of believers in Laos and Vietnam, Thailand's communist neighbors, and less than Cambodia, where in the late 1970s, the Khmer Rouge murdered hundreds of thousands of people. In the U.S. and Canada, studies of religious life indicate that 1 in 1.4 identify themselves as Christian. UB Global, in partnership with our national conferences in Hong Kong and Honduras, has been working to expand our efforts in Thailand. Our international team of missionaries from China, Hong Kong, Honduras, and the United States has been building relationships through art, music, and both English and Chinese language classes. In developing relationships with local Thai neighbors, we hope to establish trust and gain the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel so that disciples are made and churches are planted. In 2014, we purchased property in a busy middle-class neighborhood. By the end of 2018, construction will begin on a 3-story community center at a cost of $173,000. Our Hong Kong partners have raised their half of the construction costs. UB Global has $58,500 left to complete our commitment. We're asking our partners in Canada and the United States to help us raise the entire amount needed through this year's Thanksgiving missions offering. In reality, we would rejoice if the ratio of Christians to Buddhists in Thailand were in fact 1 in 13 today, but it's not, and there's much work to do. This Thanksgiving, ask God how He would have you participate in advancing the gospel in Thailand, the most unreached of all Southeast Asian countries. There's no Thank you in advance for responding to whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do, whether that involves praying, giving, going on a short-term missions trip, or even joining our team in Thailand as a long-term missionary.
Let's bow in prayer as we return thanks for...
This past summer, the world watched as 13 young...
Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that we have to come together to celebrate the work that you've done and are still doing through this local church. And Lord, I thank you for the privilege that we have to partner together to support the work and ministry of this church. I pray your blessing on every dime given today, that it would be given out of thankfulness and gratitude to you to support ongoing ministry and work through this local church. May your blessing be full and increased as these funds are multiplied. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as those plates are coming past you.
There's one person that's here this morning that we haven't mentioned, and we really need to. She not only went to Banner as a child and grew up in the church with us. She went to South. She's a music major, and she's with us this morning. She was an important part of the music at Banner of Christ Church. And Bonnie, would you just stand up so people
know
who you are? Bonnie Johnson. Okay. She was way in the back, but we wanted to make mention. Bonnie is a special person to me. I've known her my whole life since Amen. We grew up together, went to South, Amen. And the music end of it.
She was wise to stick with the music end of things and let her husband, Bill, be the comedian.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. I just want to share a couple of concluding thoughts. You're welcome to stay put here, Wayne. There's nothing that I can't say with you up here that I wouldn't say with you down there. Wayne was a little concerned about navigating the steps, and he did great, but I'm not going to make him go down those steps until he really needs to. Well, I guess one of the things that strikes me as we were singing those hymns is the realization of the very, very powerfully true statement that I'm so grateful that we serve a God whose name is faithful and true. And I want you to notice, especially for maybe some of our young people or young adults, as we were singing those hymns, and you may not have found those tunes familiar at all, but I hope as you were singing and reading those words that you found the words familiar. Because we may sing a different tune today in some of our contemporary worship, but the words are the same because they're focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, our God who is faithful and true. We've celebrated all morning what God has done in nearly 100 years of Banner history, and that's only a drop in the bucket compared to are over 2,000 years of following Jesus Christ as a people, generation after generation after generation. So I thought about sharing some final thoughts with you today, and I was struck by the many final instructions that the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches he had started. If you've never done this, I just challenge you for just a simple devotional read. Start in Romans and just go straight through the letters of the Apostle Paul and just read the last chapter. Read the final thoughts that he had for each church, each group, all unique churches in different places at different times, and yet, amazingly, his words are very, very similar. And that struck me And I thought, there is not a thing that I can say to you today on my final day with you as your pastor that can in any way improve on what the Apostle Paul said many, many, many years ago to many other churches. In Philippians 1, 3 through 6, we read this. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God is not finished with you yet. And he who is faithful is true, and he will continue. The second thought came from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 24. At the end of his letter to the Thessalonians, he wrote this, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Let the wind blow, our bishop has continually said to us over these past few years. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The last verse I want to share with you is one that I'd like for us to stand and read collectively together. Now, there's some others going to come up and share some things. We're going to sing one final song. But this is how I'd like to conclude my remarks with you, and that is to have us read this verse together from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And here it is. Shall we read it out loud together? Stand with me. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Jake and the team to come up, and they're going to lead us in a song, and then I believe, I'm not sure who all. John Hooker, Bishop Todd Fetters. The last of this I have no control over. And that's probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing. As the team gets ready to lead us in worship, would you stand up here with me, please? So many of you have expressed thanks and blessing to us, and we appreciate that and we receive that. But you have been such a rich family to us and to our family. And so I just want to say thank you. I think I threw a picture. Unfortunately, this was from last Christmas, and the grandkids just keep coming. So that picture is old. What a blessing it is for us to have been able to raise our children with all of you. You have loved us all, and we are deeply and profoundly blessed by you. So thank you for you.
May be seated. What a special day. Thank you for all coming. I'm John Hooker, one of the elders here. After we close today, we're going to have a reception out in the area out here for Mike and Lynn, and would invite all of you to join us for that reception. We have a video from Dr. Emerton, the president of Huntington University, I'd like to show now.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Sherilyn Emberton, and I currently serve as the president at Huntington University. And it is such a joy today to participate really in a celebration of service from not only one of our wonderful alums, but I know a pastor that's meant so much to your church as well as to our denomination, Mike Cayley. Mike served here at the university in many capacities. First of all, he was an alum. He graduated with his undergraduate degree and his master's degree from Huntington College, which is now Huntington University. But Mike didn't stop here. Not only did he do a lifetime of service for the United Brethren in Christ denomination, but he served back at his alma mater on the Board of Trustees. Mike served for over 12 years. He served in many leadership roles. He was executive on our executive committee. He was the chair of the Academic Affairs Committee. And then his probably greatest service, I think he would say, was leading the higher education leadership team, not only for the denomination, but for Huntington College, Huntington University. Mike, we could never repay you for what you've done to move the kingdom of God, but to also the incredible support that Banner has done in their service to the Lord at Huntington College, Huntington University. So enjoy your day. Know that we love you and we'll continue to pray for you as God uses you in the next journey of your life. Go Foresters!
Would ask Mike and Linda come up, please. And I would ask the other bishop or the other elders, Tim Clay, Paul Rodriguez, Randy Van Engen, to come up as well. A small token of Banner's appreciation, Pastor. I would ask if the bishop would come up and bless Mike and Lynn as they continue in ministry and bless them in their...
I will do that. There's a couple things I'd like to share if I can. Some informal words and some formal words, because I've got to throw those in with a title like mine, right? Here's a few informal thoughts. You and I have traveled some similar paths growing up out of Huntington, Indiana, attending Huntington University, the grad school. We've pastored in Pennsylvania. I was sitting here looking at, we both followed Bruce Strein, which is not a bad gig. You typically get a new building and a new house. It's basically how it works. And that's what I told you at Rhodes Grove Camp in 1996 when you were heading out to Banner. I pastored at Lakeview, which was the church that Bruce left when he came here. And, yeah, a three-year-old building and a three-year-old house, pretty similar in that regard. We are both baseball fans, but that's probably where the comparison stops. As a Cardinal fan to a Cub fan, right, I can't wait till we get back on top. But I don't know if you all know this, that after National Conference last year, which was our 250th anniversary, by the way, I represent 250 years. I think I look decent. Y'all look fine for 100. But we celebrated the end of National Conference together only far, far away in Baltimore Camden Yards when the Orioles and Cubs played. And it was a pitiful game from an Orioles standpoint, my other favorite team. I just don't get this standing up in the away stadium on the last out to cheer on the Cubs. It's rude. It should not happen. Know your place, sit down, and take your win and go home. I'm not bitter. usually. Listen, we've also, and today marks a day of transitioning from pastoring to something related, which is how I feel in many of my role as well. But different, the different will also allow us to live out our, probably I think our favorite title, and that is Pastor Mike, Pastor Todd. Now the formal stuff. So Pastor Mike and Lynn, I can think of no better words to express our appreciation for your service than those penned by St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before God, our Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You've served Christ for 41 years as a United Brethren in Christ pastor, a church planter, and you've done this in three states of Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. 22 of those were right here at Banner. In addition to the kind words you've undoubtedly heard from this congregation, on behalf of your United Brethren in Christ family, I want to thank you for your service you've given to the denomination. There are at least three roles I want to highlight. One, you served as a cluster leader when we didn't know what cluster leaders were. We were just making it up as we went in 2005. But you brought your gift of encouragement to other pastors and their spouses, and you pointed them to Jesus, who is the ultimate priority in their lives, their families, and in their ministries. As Dr. Emberton just mentioned, you served on the higher ed leadership team with at least 4 years as chairman, probably more, but my memory only went back four. You have always been a tremendous ambassador, both of you, to Huntington University, our partner school, wherever you have served. So Banner was no exception, as individuals from here proudly wear that HU alum as well. It was my pleasure in 2009 to serve on the nominating committee that you chaired. That team was required to set a new path since the denomination was coming out of its restructuring in 2005. We made bold decisions that required our prayer and our trust in the Holy Spirit, and you led us well. It's hard for me to quantify 41 years of ministry. I'm confident that in addition to preaching scores of sermon, 839 from 2003 to 2017. That's the number you reported. I'm just going off of what you reported. And praying plenty of prayers. You have also led lots of souls across the line of faith. Again, in those years, 26 individuals are headed to heaven because of a personal ministry conversation that you had with them. You've discipled dozens of individuals. You've baptized a bunch of believers, married many couples, and you've consecrated a crowd of children. That's hard, all that to say, but I do it. And you've visited hosts of homes and hospitals to encourage the saints. Longevity means adaptability. You don't stay in ministry for 41 years or at one place for 22 without making adjustments along the way. So it doesn't surprise me, and actually it inspires me and encourages me that you have taken on a new role as a chaplain and that it requires extensive and intensive training. You are a lifelong learner, and knowing you, you will serve as an exemplar among your peers, and you will show patients, their families, surgeons, physicians, nurses, and technicians that God is faithful and he can be trusted. So well done, Mike and Lynn. The Church of the United Brethren in Christ loves you, appreciate you. We celebrate your faithful ministry along with our brothers and sisters at Banner. And together we thank God for you and pray that you will find that our Lord has much more ministry in store for you. So, go with God. You're in his good hands and in our prayers. Let's pray. Would the team get around? Our Father and our God, we thank you for this couple, who they are and what they mean in each and every one of our lives. We could go around this room in these moments and put to words just what they mean to us. Pastor, friend, confidant, caregiver, preacher, teacher of the word, All of these things and so much more come to mind when we think of Mike and Lynn. We are grateful to you for them and for their ministry among us and for us. Father, I pray for them as they take bold steps into a new ministry path. And God, we share them with the broader constituency, your church. We send them into a new mission to be able to give care, to attend in those deepest and darkest moments of an individual's life, in those moments of doubt and concern, in those moments of fear and anxiety. May they continue, and may Mike especially continue to demonstrate that the hand of that your hand is mightily upon all in those moments. So God, we promise and we pledge that we pray for them and will remember them often. We will pray for them regularly, and we will trust them to your good hands. It's in your name that we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop Fetters, as I step on his toes. Again, thank you so much to the Kayleys and everything that you've meant to this body. Thank you so much.